Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for continuing to be with me. I know why you're hanging around with me now, because you heard me talk about this really old person who was going to join us on the show. I told you he was the oldest member of our brain trust. What I really meant was he'd been with us the longest, right? I didn't really mean that he was old. But Wally Bach is our good friend and a longtime brain, or at least he has been my friend up to now. And an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is an author of a number of books, including Net Income. But now, these days, he's helping people put their best foot forward with their own book. He's helping them write a book. Thus, the website, writingabookwithwally.com. He's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Jim. I always
still your friend, Wally?
To talk to you.
It's good to have you back.
Well, always, Jim. There's too few of us left. But thanks for having me again.
That's true. So you've sent me over three books that we're going to review,
yes,
folks. This is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be a little bit of a different type of, which it always is with Wally. It's always a little bit different. That's a given. But we're going to review three books that Wally thinks you and I can benefit from. Wally, which one's the first one you want to talk about?
I think I'd like to start with Plain Talk, Ken Iverson's book about Nucor.
Okay.
This is one that I read originally in hardback, and I came back to it several years later and picked it up on Amazon. And the second time through, it was even better than the first time. If you know anything about Nucor, you may want to know how they got to be the way they are. I'll give you a couple of examples of what they do. You pick up their annual report, Jim, and they list in the annual report the name of everybody who works for Nucor.
Mm-hmm.
20,000 plus people. So they're on, and that's one of our themes this morning is going to be the people thing and bringing out the best in people and organizing your place so that people can do what they do well. And Nucor probably has done that better than anybody. It's symbolized with that listing in the annual report.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in the book about how they treat their vendors?
I didn't see anything. At least I don't remember it.
Probably a good reason for that.
Go ahead.
I hate to put a wet blanket on. I agree with you. Nucor is a phenomenal story, but they're not Lily White.
No, nobody is.
But go ahead and finish what you were going to say about him, because I do
no,
have
I wanna,
one.
I want to hear the. I want to hear.
Okay,
the
I, ha- the I have. There was a Nucor near me that opened up to big fanfare. They brought in some friends of mine, actually former customers of mine, former clients of mine, brought them in to run their supply warehouse. You know, and basically do a vertical integration of tools and saw blades and things like that, and they allowed the company to bring their stuff in and lock it up in behind their walls, inside their gates, and they were doing business with them. Well, my guy showed up one morning and the place was locked up. They closed up, moved out in the night, and they couldn't get to their thousands of dollars worth of inventory.
Wow!
Almost took them down. This is not a small company.
Yeah, I've heard many different stories on the other side, because there's their first plant, the old Volcom plant,
right,
is here in Florence, South Carolina, which is about mm-hmm. 45 minute drive from here. But I think you make a point that's good for anybody, you know, including all the legends you read about in business
yeah.
books. Is that there's always another side to something.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know,
well, and it's the same thing's going on right now with Trump. You know, Trump's got, he's got good stuff, he's got bad stuff. All of us do. You know, if you stay in the marketplace long enough, you're going to lick the red off of somebody's candy. right?
That's one of those homey Alabama things.
That's the Jimism. That's the Jim. But that's going to happen. And
no, you're right.
I mean, I'm beloved. I am beloved in so many places, Wally, but not everywhere. And so, you know, we've all got our places we've been run out of town on, right?
That's true too.
And so,
I think when you just kind of swing it back to the book part, I think one of the things you have to do when you read a book, whether it's Plain Talk,
right,
or some of the ones we're going to talk about later, is you look for the stuff that you can use.
I still think it's a good book because it teaches you how to deal with your people. Being dedicated to your people is never a bad thing to read about. But what the problem a lot of big companies have is they're not always dedicated to their small business vendors. And Nucor is not unique in that way. I got a list of those folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.